School districts are starting to release their plans to reopen in the fall, despite a great deal of uncertainty over the coronavirus. The Fairfax County school system outside of Washington, D.C. is one of the country's largest districts. It's asking parents and teachers to essentially vote on how to reopen. By the end of the week, they'll have to choose 100% remote learning or 2 days a week in the classroom. The school year is scheduled to start August 25th. Becca Farrick is president of the Association of Fairfax Professional Educators and a high school librarian. Becca, welcome.
Thanks so much, Peter.
And what's your reaction to this plan to let parents and teachers decide how they want to do it come fall?
I applaud the opportunity to choose, but I'm disappointed that the choices that students make will determine how many of us teachers are allowed to make choices.
What do you mean? Tell me more about that.
FCPS has put out a survey to both parents and teachers asking essentially the same question. What would you prefer for your student or for yourself in terms of working for the fall? To be 100% virtual or to come back in a limited face-to-face and virtual hybrid interaction? Unfortunately, the student demand for online learning will drive staffing needs. So our teacher placements will be contingent upon student enrollment numbers in the online program. As you can imagine, with COVID, young people are not quite as concerned as older teacher-aged people about contracting COVID-19. So we anticipate that there will be a big difference between the number of students who want to be online all the time and the number of teachers who would feel safest being online all the time.
I see. So it sounds like you're saying it's very possible that what parents and students want may be at odds with what the teachers want. And you mentioned the students, but what about the parents out there who say, I need my kid to go back to school so that I can go back to work? What do you say to
them? I absolutely understand, because like other professionals who need school or childcare to allow them to do their work, so do professional educators. We are in a bind when it comes to providing education and childcare for others, because we too have children to take care of.
So what's the solution?
I don't think there is one, to be honest.
Oh, really? Right.
I think FCPS and other school leaders have been put in an absolutely impossible situation. We're asking them to provide a plan that will satisfy needs and desires of all members of our community. And in some cases, those needs and desires are diametrically opposed. And we're asking them to make decisions based on a pandemic that is still utterly confounding and based on scientific information that is still evolving and nowhere near complete.
Okay, so let's just play out a few of the possible scenarios then. In your mind, is there any way that going back to school in person, even for just a few days a week, could be made safe if you had to do it?
I think there are precautions that can be taken. I am reluctant to agree that those precautions will be adequate by the time the community wants us to return in August. I still think the uncertainty is too great to even know what kinds of precautions we should take and whether or not they will be adequate to protect everyone in our school community.
In other words, putting kids in desks 6 feet apart, making sure everyone's washing their hands every hour may not be enough.
Right. We are still waiting on specific protocols in terms of daily screenings. We would also like to know what specific protocols would be followed in the event of a known exposure or positive test results, and what kind of criteria must be met in order for either a student or a teacher to return to a face-to-face instructional environment.
But aren't there also problems with the other option? Because if families choose to go virtual, from what we can tell, it sounds like it is a year-long commitment. And
that's
virtual
correct.
Learning, right? I mean, that's not a perfect situation either. We just spoke to an educator last week who said students have lost a ton of ground learning virtually. So how do you make that situation better?
That too is a conundrum. I do have more confidence in educators' abilities to provide better distance learning than we were able to in an emergency situation last spring. I can tell you that we became teachers to touch lives, literally. And we can make distance learning work, but it lacks the same magic for us as it does for our students. But right now we're faced with having to surrender some of that magic in order to protect health and safety of our community and perhaps to save lives.
Have educators been putting in the time to make sure that if kids go back in the fall, that the virtual learning will be better than it was?
That is an excellent question. I wish that due to the uncertainty, we had kind of admitted long ago that the only safe alternative, at least for now, is to err on the side of health and safety and to go completely virtual. Had that decision been made months ago, we could have been hard at work for the last several months learning and upgrading and planning and producing some distance learning that would be really spectacular.
Becca Farrick is president of the Association of Fairfax Professional Educators and a high school librarian. Becca, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Peter.
And we reached out to the superintendent of Fairfax County Schools. He was not available for an interview today.